A 33-year-old Orillia man has been charged in relation to a weapons call that shut down a major city roadway for several hours earlier this week. Shortly after 12:45 p.m. Monday, police were called to a townhouse complex at 451 West Street N, where witnesses observed a person brandishing what was believed to be a firearm. There were concerns for the safety of the community in the area, said Orillia OPP Acting SGT Brett Boniface. Police attended and attempted to speak with the male, and we didn't have success with that. The OPP's Emergency Response Team, ERT, the Tactics and Rescue Unit, TRU, the Canine Unit, as well as County of Simcoe paramedics converged to assist the significant amount of Orillia OPP Crime Unit officers who were trying to negotiate with the suspect to bring him into custody. We have processes that we have to follow as police officers in order to resolve incidents like this, Boniface said. It's all done for the safety of the community, police, and the individual who was in the house. Boniface says the recent fatal shooting of two police officers in Innisfil didn't play a role in the way the situation was handled. Anytime we have an incident involving the potential of violence of firearms, we use extreme caution in order to protect the safety of the public as well as officers, he said. Boniface confirmed that the suspect barricaded himself in his townhome unit during the incident on Monday evening. He also confirmed that police used spotlights as a tactical strategy. At night in those types of situations with our TRU and ERT, members on scene utilize lighting to illuminate the area for safety, he said. It is also used as a tool to provide concealment for police who are outside of the residence. Boniface says the situation was finally resolved on Monday evening when the TRU team engaged with the individual inside his residence. The 33-year-old male from Orillia has been charged with the following criminal code offenses: possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, pointing a firearm, 2 counts. The accused was held for a bail hearing on October 25, 2022, at the Ontario Court of Justice in Orillia.